He's been here.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
He's been there.
Magic down the middle, just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
He's been everywhere.
Shot from there and a save and a rebound. Yes! Score! Yes! Kings win the cup.
Sobel.
It's one small step for man.
Ted Sobel.
One giant leap for man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, one-on-one with Ted Sobel.
It's great to have Ted Karras on with us here on Touching Greatness, the podcast on the Believe Podcast Network.
How you doing?
I'm good. Ted, New England Patriots 4 years, but now you're a free agent. Is that sort of a weird, like, uneasy feeling, not sure what's going to happen, or is it just sort of a fun, who knows what? That's sometimes great.
You know, I think it's exciting. You know, I'm so grateful for the last 4 years. I'm so very, you know, blessed and thankful. I've had such a great, it's been an amazing opportunity, Ted. And it, you know, to be able to have the success we've had is amazing. And going into this, obviously, I know it's a business, but I'm keeping an open mind for anything. And I'm looking forward to it.
There's another guy named Tom Brady, who's also a free agent. Are you hearing the stories about him moving out of Boston? What are your thoughts on that? Have you been in touch with him at all?
You know, I do text him occasionally, but it's just I don't ever talk business with him. You know, I'm just, you know, sometimes just saying, thinking about him and his family. You know, he's a great man. You know, obviously his football playing prowess is historical, but there's so many things as a young man coming to the league that I, you know, try to emulate from him as far as being a father, a husband, a person, and a leader. That, you know, he's just, you know, being able to work with him is probably going to be, you know, the most invaluable experience in my lifetime.
So are you texting him things like, are you going to follow me around wherever I go here now that I'm in free agency? You just want to end up where I end up? Or?
Geez, you know, I don't know if I have that kind of pull. But, that's a big story. And there's a lot of free agency. You know, that's every year in the NFL. And obviously this is a pretty marquee year in terms of that. But, you know, it all starts up March 18th. The speculation will be over. Until then, it's just guessing.
You're on vacation right now, basically, right?
I am.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Any thoughts on Tom and the season that he had as far, you know, people are saying, hey, you know, he didn't have a lot of receivers. We just learned today, at least coming out today, was Ben Watson saying he played with some kind of a torn Achilles tendon, which is almost hard to believe.
No, it is. I saw that story, but I mean, I don't know. I don't have any information to speak on that, but I just, you know, it's a team game, and obviously this is a little bit, I guess it was kind of, you know, disheartening to end the season, you know, a month earlier than we had, you know, my whole career up until this point. But I'm just so, you know, proud to be a part of this team and the things we did. And it was a, you know, a tough season. A lot of guys stepped up, and it was a grind out there. And you got to give respect to the Titans for, you know, putting together the game they did against us, and then, you know, against the Ravens as well.
Let's talk about this weekend's games before we get into your personal, wonderful family stuff and a great week for the Karases. But what about Tennessee at Kansas City? You know all about the Titans. Derrick Henry is just unbelievable. Playoffs and a fantastic season.
No, it's going to be a great slate of games. Obviously, as a, you know, it stinks that I'm going to be watching them from the couch, but. You know, definitely going to tune in. Obviously, I love, you know, playing the National Football League, and, you know, I've always loved the NFL. And so these are two big games. It's going to be a big matchup. And, you know, obviously you got to have a lot of respect to the Titans for what they've done thus far in January.
And you guys lost to Kansas City, so you know them all too well. You lost in Foxborough, too. So what did you remember from that game that you see in this one, how it suits up against the Titans?
Well, you know, unfortunately, that was the one game that I missed this year. I had a MCL, so I didn't get to play in that game.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, there's just two really good teams. Obviously, these are the four best teams that are remaining in this – now 2020 playoff, and it's going to be a pretty action-packed Sunday.
You know Jimmy G, you played with him. What's he like?
Dougie's a man. He's a great friend. You know, being around the league now, I have friends on a lot of teams. So, you know, specifically would be Jimmy Garoppolo and Nikki Allegretti kind of has my the role I had the last 3 years for the Chiefs. He played at the University of Illinois, the offensive lineman. But, you know, Jimmy's a man, and I'm always going to, you know, have a spot to root for him. But, it's hard to root for anyone, really, besides our own team. But,
I always root for your friends, though, right?
Always. No, that's what I'm saying. If I had to pick someone to root for, it would definitely be Jimmy G.
How about the matchup, though, when you think of Aaron Rodgers with a real chance here to just put a little extra whipped cream on top of his legacy, and then Garoppolo just trying to get this thing going?
No, I mean, it's going to be a battle of quarterbacks. Obviously, both teams have phenomenal, you know, defenses as well. The NFC is pretty dangerous. Obviously, the AFC is too, and these two teams coming together, I think that, I'm just really looking forward to kind of. It stinks watching from the couch, but I still get excited for NFL football no matter what.
So what's it like playing for Coach Bill Belichick and just knowing that you're basically got your career started with as good as it gets?
I mean, I'm so grateful and thankful and honored to have, you know, to be a part of his organization. There's so many great coaches that I've been able to learn from, you know, Coach McDaniels, Dante Scarnecchia, and then just so many great friends and just amazing players. It's been such a privilege. I've written everything down. I have about, in the last 4 years, I accumulated about 32 notebooks full of, recorded every meeting. So, yeah, I recorded it all. It was kind of a surprise. So I got the main points from every meeting of the last 4 years. So it's one of my prouder collections.
Nice. Now, is this something that is going to, be a part of your prep work going into whatever your next team situation is?
For sure. I mean, I'll definitely, the possibilities or any team that are to come back, you know, it's pretty wide open. But, you know, obviously, whatever happens, I'm going to, you know, take things that I've learned in the past. But ultimately, you know, a football season is what you know, the leadership wants in that moment, in that time. And I've always been able to adapt to that new situation.
All right, Ted. So Bill Belichick had something to do with the choice of your great uncle, Alex Karras, going into the Hall of Fame. Did you ever get a chance at all to talk to Bill about Alex? I mean, he's a historian, so I would think he would want to say, hey, I knew your uncle.
Well, yeah, no. So his father worked for the Lions when Alex was there.
Oh, okay, great.
So that, I believe, yes. So that was, that was a little connection. I know that when I got drafted, I think there were articles came out that, you know, obviously my family history, he said it had nothing to do with it. But, you know, we talked just occasionally about it. So, you know, I like to be, you know, my whole life kind of read up on the NFL. I'm pretty decent at NFL history as well. So that's, that was just a unique bonding point, but it wasn't too much. It was mostly business.
All right. I met your Uncle Alex one time, an incredibly nice, open, fun guy. And I remember when I had you on our pregame show on Sports USA, you mentioned you got a chance to come out to LA once and hang out with him. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. It was, I was visiting UCLA on a visit. And it was actually, you know, about 2 years before he got to pass, he passed away. So it was, it was important for me to meet him and see his, life out there in LA. And he's such a big figure in our family, you know, obviously, probably the pinnacle of the five of us that have played in the NFL. So, just to be be the leader of the family, kind of the one with the most name recognition now, Hall of Fame Ken Bound is something that just, so very special. It's, you know, probably one of the most special things I've ever, you know, felt in my life.
So did you grow up telling your friends, hey, you got to see my uncle, he's on TV with Webster and then Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell? Did that ever come up at all?
It was mostly my friends' parents would tell me.
That's true.
The generation before. Yeah, the generation before would bring up stories. And he touched a lot of people with his acting and his personality and obviously his football performance. And, it was always cool. Yeah, it was, Karras is a pretty pretty unique name. So whenever, like, you know, like I mentioned before the show, I was a new kid a lot growing up. So that was kind of a thing teachers and coaches and parents of my friends would always bring up.
1960s all-decade team, four-time Pro Bowler, Lions defensive tackle, still leads that franchise in sacks. I mean, they didn't always count sacks then, but they went back, I guess, and counted them up. I mean, that's pretty damn special.
That's amazing, yeah, especially, you know, an inside defensive tackle in an era maybe where it wasn't as much passing, but I guess they had the Packers in the division. I thought it was passing a lot back then, but
yeah,
it's cool to you know, some of that old film you get to watch, you know, obviously the touted rivalry between, you know, Jerry Kramer and Alex Jarrett. It's cool to watch that film sometimes. And then, you know, when you go back and you can look at also, you know, Ted Karras Sr. playing against Alex Karras is a pretty cool matchup to watch.
Absolutely. And it's the perfect time to take a break and talk about something the great Alex Karras would love to have heard about. Being it's 2020 and heading into the new year, and for the first time in a long time, and sorry, Ted Karras, the Patriots are not making the Super Bowl. So who's your next pick? Head over to mybookie.ag to make your predictions a reality. MyBookie, one of the most trusted in the industry. And football, not your thing? Well, no worries. MyBookie's got it all, from the NBA to the Premier League. They even got odds on the UFC. And with everybody's favorite Irish nuisance fighting on the 18th, things are bound to get exciting. MyBookie, the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money just to play with. And all you got to do is use our promo code BLV to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code BLV to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid. So, Ted Karras, did you ever talk at all with Alex, the few moments you had with him about his career? Did he get into it all and the fact that you wanted to be a football player too?
Yeah, I mean, he just told me, you know, I can't recount specific, you know.
But any tips or anything like that, you know?
Anything, you know, it's just, you know, with our family, it's just, you know, we always aren't, you know, considered the greatest athletes or, you know, the highest rank, but we go really hard, and that's something that, you know, everyone from, you know, Ted Sr., Ted Jr., my father, Alex also stated it. It's just, you know, we have to go harder than everyone else, but when we do, we're pretty good, and, you know, but that's the only way we can be good.
And a proud Illini is Ted Karras here, because Dick Butkus also named one of the 11 players on the All-150 college team. How's that?
No, it's great. Yeah, no, I'm proud of my Illini this year. We're back to being bowl, you know, getting in some bowl games.
What is going on over there? It's about time.
Hey, man, it's been a tumultuous time. I was there, and, man, I had a very interesting college experience. A lot of coaches, a lot of people in and out, and that's the reality of big business football sometimes. And that's, you know, sometimes stinks for the kids. But now we got some continuity with Lovie Smith. I really love our athletic director, Josh Whitman. He's doing a great job, football, basketball, and you know, the thing about Illinois is, you know, we've had some tough times in football and basketball, but all our other sports are, you know, top notch.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, it's a great golf school, great tennis school.
Are you a golfer yourself?
I am a horrendous golfer. I'm more of a fisherman. But, you know, I support Illini golf. You know, I think we got like six guys on the tour right now.
Really?
Yeah, I can't name them all, but I know that.
Who's the best player? I didn't know that.
Steve Stricker.
Strick!
Mike Small.
Wow. Stricker, one of the all-time great guys, too. He's on the Champions Tour now, so he's up in his 50s. Outstanding.
No, it's cool. No, we have an amazing indoor golf facility. It's like the state of the art pinnacle of what you can build to train golfers in inclement weather.
Got it. That's fantastic. We're talking to Ted Karras from the National Football League. Maybe still with the Patriots. We don't know yet. Free agency coming up, but let's take a quick time out and tell you about Manscaped. Support for Touching Greatness comes from Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offering precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. If you're going to pick any New Year's resolution this year, That'd be to take care of your junk. Manscaped's making it easy with their men's grooming products. Manscaped redesigning the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology so this trimmer won't nick or snag. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. Manscaped has also the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BLEAV at manscaped.com. Start the new year off right by using the best tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use the code BLEAV, and you'll be a happy guy. Ted, seventh member of your family to play in the Big Ten. I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. You know, that was always... my goal was to play college football, and in the Big Ten, I got an opportunity to go in the Big Ten. And you know, no one had played at University of Illinois up to that point. My mother did attend University of Illinois.
Oh, nice.
As a graduate, so I got to, yeah, there'll be a legacy there, but on my mother's side, which was cool. And you know, it's we've pretty much we've covered Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern, and Illinois.
Outstanding. So your great uncle was a heck of an actor and a funny guy on TV and the big screen. Now, I saw something online recently where you were messing around with a little bit of acting. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah, no, I got an opportunity to go just have a walk-on role on the in a musical parodying the show The Office from NBC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they do like a musical parody of the show, and I'm a big fan of that show, too. You know, been in some trivia contests about the show, and they heard about it and gave me an opportunity. I just was in the opening scene, opening song, and it was really cool. I had a lot of fun.
So, you have any lines?
I had no lines. I tacked a message on the board, kind of did a little dance with them, you know, in step with them, and then got off the stage. Got to go up for the curtain call.
Excellent.
It was a fantastic show. I know they're touring the country, so very talented. It was amazing. Any Office fans, they put in every single reference to shit. They can jam it all in there. It's wonderful, wonderfully done.
So give us a little inside info here on this weekend's games. Give me predictions. You got to give us. You're an NFL guy.
I know. It's against policy, Ted. I can't give it.
You're a free agent. You could be from outer space. Come on.
I know, I'm not yet, though. Not to March 18th. You know, I'm a company man, Ted. All right? I am. I can't give any predictions.
You're no help.
But I do. I know I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. How about a little inside info on if you had to guess where Tom Brady ends up next year?
Gosh, I know he's going to make the right decision for him and his family. Obviously, it would be strange to see him in any uniform besides, you know, the silver blue with the flying Elvis. So, you know, but I don't really know. I'm more focused on my fate is very much up in the air as well.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's on pins and needles. They want to know where Tom Brady and Ted Karras are ending up next year. You know that.
No, you know, maybe we should do like a package deal or something.
Two for one. Hey, by the way, what did he give you for Christmas? Because I know that's something we had talked about before that, and I guess every year it's something a little unusual.
No, he does a great job. Yeah, he got us, these new MacBook Pro computers. Which
nice.
I needed a new computer for school. And then he also got these motorized scooters, which are really sweet. I take it to the store.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. And you say you're still in school. What are you doing?
Yes, yeah, so I got one more semester left to finish my master's in business administration.
Okay, so we're not expecting to see you on any network TV shows anytime soon, like your uncle.
Well, no, I don't know what to do. I mean, the NFL, so it'll be my second master's degree. The NFL.
I'm talking after your football career.
Actually, football. I'm open to whatever, Ted. I'm open to the realm of all possibilities with, you know, but I'm with this school stuff. The NFL pays for it if you're a vested veteran. So you got to get a C.
Yeah.
You got to get a C to get it paid for. And so right now, I have an A in my class right now. It's going to finish up in 2 weeks, and I have two more classes, and then I'll be a graduate from Indiana University.
Outstanding. And you're doing it all online?
All online. It's amazing.
That's so great. I love it. And then you get to do it all online with your Tom Brady computer. How wonderful.
With my Tom Brady computer. It's unbelievable. It really is. I'm so grateful to be, you know, I'm turning 27 right before free agency starts and still playing, you know, American football. It's just, it's really something that I'll never take for granted. I'm very thankful.
So wherever you end up, do you expect to be a guard or a center now that you backed up and snapped the ball to Brady all year long?
Yeah, you know, I guess that's an interesting question. I'll probably have to just see what the market dictates. You know,
Depends on needs, right?
It depends on needs, and obviously I'll play whatever needs to be played to help, you know, help someone win some football games. So I'm not picky at all about anything like that. I just, you know, want to be a part of a team, want to be, have a chance to go out and play and win some games.
And finally, who's going to represent the Karras family in Canton, Ohio when your uncle goes in?
You know, I haven't heard officially who is going to do it, but I would say that it would probably be Alex's son, Pete Karras, who lives in Michigan.
So he'd be a cousin of yours?
He would be my dad's cousin.
Second cousin.
But he's like an uncle to me, you know. So our family's pretty close, and you know, I think that would be great. It'd be awesome to see him up there, and I know everyone, you know, in my family got pretty emotional the last couple of days. Just, you know, they've been waiting for a really long time for that, and it's, you know, it's kind of always been like a joke that Alex isn't in, and now that he's in, it's really special.
Well, you know, that one year, and I remember it as a little kid, that's how old I am, the year that Paul Hornung and your great uncle had the gambling stuff and they were suspended, and basically we heard they're never going in the Hall of Fame. Hornung went in almost immediately, I think, or certainly, you know, not too long after he was eligible.
I think he apologized to Roselle. But I don't think Alex should ever apologize.
Oh, yeah, Alex is not the type to apologize. He probably says, hey, I did what I wanted to do.
Him and Roselle didn't really like each other, I don't think, too much.
So are you surprised then because of that history that he finally did get in?
Well, I mean, I think if we're going to have a DraftKings lounge at a football game, you know, why not let Alex Karras? I mean,
oh, of course,
he did it in the 60s. Yeah, you know, so I don't know. Obviously, that's still a concern, you know, throughout, and obviously, you know, yeah, you have to protect the integrity of the game, totally. And with teams going to Vegas, and there's a whole new,
it's a different world.
The federal letting sports gambling. There's so much stuff going on, and
yep.
I just think, you know, I think the statute of limitations were up. It's time to let him in. We're so grateful as a family that he's in.
I wonder, did the Karras's, including yourself, anybody get in touch with Paul Hornung about this?
I'm not sure. I have not gotten in touch. I have talked to a lot of different Greek athletic organizations, you know, the Greek Hall of Fame, the Hellenistic Athletic Associations, because he is the first Greek descended player to be in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Wouldn't that be an interesting conversation? I think Paul Hornung's now in his like mid-80s or something, just to chat and talk about old times and say how great this has turned out for your family.
It would be great. I would love to meet Paul Hornung. Just, we don't even have to talk about my family. I like to just hear his stories. I'm sure he's got some great ones over the years.
Well, you should go out of your way to call him. You could get a hold of him through the Packers.
I got to find him. Does he have a Twitter?
That I have no idea.
I don't know.
Guys his age, probably not, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, but contact the Packers. They'll let you get a hold of them. I think that would be a fantastic. You know what? That would be a great podcast.
That would be a great podcast.
That's exactly right. And are you going to try and get out to Canton, depending on what team you're with and the schedule?
Well, I know that's the thick of camp. I guess there always is a chance we'll be in the Hall of Fame game.
That's true. Yep, of course. Yeah. Not a great chance. That's going to have to be a lucky draw there.
That would have to be a lucky draw, but I probably would side towards just being in camp with my team.
Gotcha. Although, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing to let you go for an afternoon just to be there.
No doubt.
Whoever your new coach is, whether it's an old coach or a new coach, you just have him call me. We'll give you a day off.
I'll send him to you, Ted.
You got it, man. Hey, I really appreciate the time. It was fun talking to you, and congratulations to the entire Karras family. This is really, really special.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
You got it, man. All the best, and good luck with free agency.
Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
That's New England Patriots guard, center, and free agent Ted Karras, and an incredibly proud family because Alex Karras finally got voted into the Hall of Fame, and it's going to be an incredible family gathering in Canton, Ohio this summer. And what a fantastic Sunday of football we have coming up. Tennessee at Kansas City, Green Bay at San Francisco. Ted Karras didn't have a prediction, but I'm going with the 49ers to beat the Packers by at least 10 points. I thought the Pack was physically manhandled in their last game where they got destroyed in San Francisco, and I'm not so sure this matchup is good physically for the Green Bay. And Derrick Henry is going to have to run it 35 or 40 times this week at Kansas City, where the temperatures are going to be in the 20s. Patrick Mahomes, probably too much for Tennessee. Look for the Chiefs to win it by at least a touchdown. So until next time, I am still Ted Sobel. Thanks for joining us here on Touching Greatness, the podcast. Enjoy NFL Championship Sunday, everybody.